Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Sexy Real Estate Recruiting Podcast. I'm Dr. Ben Spears, the ambassador of Flow. Sitting here with, and sitting here in the office, you can't see him and you won't hear him with Marshall. But I'm also here with the big guy, Matt Vine. How's it going, dude?
What's going on, Dr. Ben Spears? You doing good?
Yeah, I'm doing so good.
Good.
Fantastic. What about yourself?
Yeah, doing good. So I'm not even gonna bring up the weather, and here's the reason why. So the other day I was talking to one of our listeners, and they just reached out. You know, we kind of connected and talked for a minute. And you know, the first thing out of his mouth was, "Matt, you're not going to brag on the fact that it's 72 degrees there because it's still freezing here." I said, "No, Peter, I'm not going to do that." But I said, "But you know, I'm glad that you brought that up because I just wanted to make sure people were listening to the whole podcast, and you proved that they were." So
exactly.
A day in paradise. Yeah.
No, absolutely. And you know, it's one of those things that when it comes to the weather,
yep.
Matt, you're all in, bro.
I am all in.
That's what we're talking about today, right?
It is. That's exactly right. Not the weather, but being all in.
Exactly. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So, you know, when you look around at your team, when you look at your office, and of course, we've talked about this a bunch of times before, right? Growth has to be, it has to be what the company's directive is. It has to be the vision. It can't be the manager's job, right? So we say that all the time.
All the time.
It can't be the manager's job. It has to be the company's goal, right? So, and you have to be intentional about it, right? So sometimes that means on a regular basis, you kind of got to look around the office and kind of see what you got going on around you, right? And take a look at all the people that are in the office, you know, who's all in, who's really in this to win this with me, right? And there's going to be some telltale signs. We're going to talk about a couple of the telltale signs. And then what we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit about how you might be able to touch on some of it and fix some of it if you do see some of these things happening in and around your office. Okay.
Yep. And guys, before we do that, that sounds absolutely great. But guys, before we do that, you know the routine. Wherever you're listening to this, wherever you're watching, make sure you hit that subscribe button, that follow button. Also, there's no better time than the present than to go to prospectboomerang.com. Click that little green button, sign up for an account, and then join our groups. Join our, you know, get some of our downloads. Excuse me, and become part of the community. That's where we get to know you and your business. And you get to know us and ours as well. So Matt, talk to us a little bit.
So probably the first thing that I'd look at to see if there's a telltale sign that you have some team members who are not all in, take a look and see at some certain things that are happening around the office, right? Here's a few of them. We're actually going to touch on probably about three of them today because we want to keep it short, sweet, to the point. We want to make sure everybody's really comfortable with how to take action on these things, which we'll talk about in the end, right?
Yep.
So, is your team arguing? That's where we're going to start, right? Is your team arguing about what's happening with recruiting? And here's the part that may surprise a couple of people. If they're not arguing, if you're not having those heated, passionate conversations, that's a problem.
Oh, absolutely.
That is absolutely a problem.
Because nobody cares. They're not,
that's exactly right. Nobody's all in, right?
Yeah.
So if they're not saying, no, we shouldn't be doing this, we should look at it this way. And I remember, you know, I read something about this and I looked into this and I think we're in the wrong direction. And, you know, we're measuring what we're doing and this isn't happening. Not enough of that. We need to make a change. As soon as people quit being passionate about what they think and the direction and how it should happen, how it should work, then you better look out, right?
Yep.
You might have something going on there that people are disconnected and everybody's not all in, right?
So And there's a good point to make there, though. There's a difference between like productive arguing.
Oh yeah,
and just arguing.
Right. Absolutely. Right. Right. Some people thrive on conflict, is what Ben is saying.
Exactly.
And it's not about whether or not they just want somebody. Some people just want somebody to be wrong.
Exactly.
Right. They're not saying, hey, here's why we should do it this way. They're saying you're just wrong, right? Here's my favorite. I've been doing this 35 years, and because I've been doing it 35 years, right? Okay, I love it when somebody says that. Anytime somebody leads off with that, I just want to go, right? I mean, come on. Your experience should speak through what you say, your experience should not be speaking because of you telling everyone how long you've been in the business, right?
Exactly.
That's an issue. Okay.
Yes.
So here's a big reason why that happens. Okay. And this kind of touches in some of the other things that we're going to discuss, but if you've changed what people like about recruiting, let me give you a very direct example about this.
Okay.
Let's say that Ben loves making cold calls and I hate making cold calls. And our boss at our real estate brokerage says, Ben, I need you to make the cold calls. And Ben doesn't like making cold calls. He doesn't like just picking up the phone and smiling and dialing, right?
Right.
I'm sitting over here and I'd like to do it. I'd rather do that than do some of the other things that I'm doing. If I'm doing the wrong job and I keep being told I'm not succeeding at doing a job that I have zero passion for, you know what? One of the first things that's going to go away is my desire to be engaged in the results, because I feel like I'm doing something that I don't want to be. So I'm not going to be passionate about it. As soon as I lose that passion, arguing goes out the window, right? I'm not going to say, hey, I'm on the phone. Here's what's happening. Here's why this is going to be this way. If Ben loves cold calling, Ben's going to say, here's the objection I'm coming up with. And somebody else is going to say, oh, that's not really an objection. You should be saying this. And Ben's like, no, I did say that. And you should have said this. And the next thing you know, you've kind of argued and you've worked through that, because Ben's passionate because he likes that part of what he's doing. Ben's passionate about getting better at that, right? So the issue becomes, if you have people in the wrong seat on the bus, they're doing the wrong job, it is going to demotivate them. And they're not going to have any passion for what they're doing. They're not going to really dig into why it's working or not working. And the next thing you know, they're not speaking up when they need to. So things aren't getting better.
Yeah. And that leads to, is all about ownership.
Yep.
Right. So first of all, absolutely, leadership needs to find out, like, what is it that people are good at and what they're passionate about.
Yep.
Right. And they need to assign those things.
Right.
But a lot of times, if that doesn't occur, then nothing is assigned by to anyone.
Right.
And then all of a sudden there's no ownership, maybe even in just one particular area of the business. But a lot of times when there's no ownership in one particular area, it's across the board.
That's exactly right. Ambiguity and lack of accountability, right? So
yep.
So we've done some blogs recently on coaching and accountability. People need to reach out and grab hold of those. Okay. So,
yeah, we've done some blogs too.
Did I say blogs?
Well, you said bogs and then you said blogs, but we've also done some bogs.
We've done some boggy, soggy, bloggies, and then we've done some, right? Okay. So do the recruiting tasks belong to anyone, right? I mean, that's probably the best way to look at it. Who do they belong to and why do they belong to that person, right?
Yes.
If they don't belong to anyone, this is an issue. If no one's taking ownership of what should be happening, you can't measure it the right way, and you can't go back and look and say, okay, these results are this way because the person that was connected with is not the best possible person for that job. So that's whenever you have to step back. If somebody with poor phone skills or that doesn't like talking to people, they shouldn't be setting your appointments, man. Come on. It doesn't matter that they have quote unquote time. That's the wrong person. Do not put that person, right? There are some people when it comes to, let's say, administrative staff as an example, right? Because I know that a lot of the people that use us use our mastermind group level coaching. And what they do is they have their staff learn how to do some of the things that we're talking about when the appointment time comes, right? We coach their people to be able to leverage the tools that we have so that they can start setting those appointments, right? If that person is not a sharp people person and doesn't want to grow in that people person job, and you keep telling them you have to be the people person just because they quote unquote have time, you're not going to have the success that's worth measuring. And the reality is because they're not passionate about it. They're doing a half-assed job. You put them in a job that they can't succeed in. So you're measuring the success and you're going, oh, this isn't going to work. Well, no, the reason why it's not working is because all the components are not working as cogs in a sprocket together. You've got a broken cog there, right? You've got something that's not working the way it's supposed to. That watch ain't going to keep time, brother.
Yeah. You make a good point there. And I was getting ready to say the same thing, but now it makes me sound like I'm just copying you.
Come on, everybody knows you're not copying.
Yeah, come on, I'm just a copycat. But yes, that measuring, right? If a job doesn't belong to someone, then there's no way to measure what's being done or what success is being had or what failures are being had. And just like you just now said, if you if you decide to just put somebody in there time, and now all of a sudden you're saying, okay, well, I'm going to start tracking this based on, you know, Ben, who doesn't like to cold call, then you're just going to say, oh, well, yeah, whatever, that script doesn't work. Cold calling doesn't work or whatever. Whereas, right. you know, putting Matt in that same position, giving him the same script or whatever, all of a sudden, now it kills.
Right.
And so yeah, just literally reiterating what you just said, but that's such an important point.
Yeah, and absolutely, it can't be overstated. So I'm glad you brought it up, right? So are the recruiting tasks, do they belong to someone? Do they belong to the right person, right? Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about. And the way that you make sure that they belong to someone is by measuring. We both touched on that. You have to make sure that you measure. But also measure, you know, a great way of doing this, and our team does this, by the way, guys. So you guys out there in podcast land, our team does this, right? We measure motivation and we measure momentum when we talk, right? So whenever we do our team meetings, we talk about momentum and we talk about motivation and we measure both.
Correct.
That'd be a good idea to ask your staff. So I would say, hey, Ben, how did calls go today? That's normally how that conversation goes. But maybe how you would open up is say, hey, Ben, how was your motivation and how was the momentum this week on the calls? You know, give me a rating from 1 to 5 on both of those. And then ask him how the calls went. Now you're measuring the right thing. Now you're measuring not just the results, but you're measuring why those results happened. And you're opening conversations up that allow those results to be more productive, that allow you to truly get to the answer of what you're trying to accomplish, right?
Yeah, and once you're doing that, you know, you're preventing things from, you know, problems. I say things. You're preventing problems from happening over and over.
Right. Yeah, and an issue is if you have problems and they're happening over and over, and everybody's fine with it.
Right.
Look out, man.
Yeah, that's exactly
you got
a bigger problem than you thought you had.
That's exactly right. There's some sickness in there, right?
Yeah.
And that sickness is people aren't all in, right? Yeah. People that are all in, they're going to say, damn it, this has got to stop happening. We can't keep this happening. We got to do something about this. And then as soon as they quit saying, hey, we got to do something about this. Hey, this is wrong. Hey, this isn't the way that it's supposed to be. As soon as they stop saying that, look out, man. They've disengaged. Yeah. They're not all in anymore, right?
Everybody's complacent.
Everybody's just like, okay, it's somebody else's job. You know, and it's acceptable that we're performing at this level, right? That all becomes a whole different set of right?
Yeah, that's a big problem.
that's a big problem.
I've been in meetings like that where you know, I notice something and I'm like, am I the only one that notices this? And I'm kind of waiting on somebody to speak up. And then they're like, all right, on to the next point. And I'm like, oh, hold on a second.
Right. So notice what happens though. When that happens and people aren't bought in, what do they start doing? They start looking at their phone. They start checking text. They start looking at emails. They start writing notes about stuff that you're not talking about. They start having side conversations with people about something that isn't the topic.
Yeah.
They're no longer all in. And the reason why is because they've been allowed to stray off course because their passion is now about something else. Their passion is about getting the deal done, or their passion is about, you know, the paperwork that needs to be finished. Instead of them going, hey, look, we're here talking about recruiting. I want to win at recruiting. What is it that we're not doing that we need to be doing? What is it that we need to take to a different level, right?
If this isn't about recruiting, don't bring it up in this meeting. Well, we have a separate meeting for those items.
Absolutely.
In this meeting, we are only talking about recruiting.
Absolutely. And don't allow the distraction to creep in. Not just the distraction of phones, which like a lot of people are like, okay, I don't allow phones in my meeting and all that kind of stuff. I get that. There's other type of distractions. It's not just about the phone that's distracting. It's about other conversations. You have people that raise their hand and say, hey, I want to talk about this. And they start giving their opinion and they're passionate about it. You got two other people in the back talking about something completely else. All that does is tell that person that their passion is unwarranted. That's all it does. Which actually brings kind of to the next one, right?
Yeah, if I want, or it's like, okay, guys, we're in here. We're talking about recruiting. Don't bring up anything in recruiting. Then all of a sudden, the county walks in and says, hey, here's a receipt to Chili's.
Yep.
Who ate at Chili's last week?
And then all of a sudden everybody's like, I've never eaten at Chili's, and Chili's is bad for you. Next thing you know, you're talking about organic food and how bad
it is. And then, next week you go to Chili's and everybody's there.
That's right. And nobody's recruiting.
Yeah, exactly. And that's,
by the way, guys, if you want a free coupon for Chili's, go to our description.
Yeah, Chili's. If you want to, throw a sponsorship our way,
there's no coupon, people. There's no coupon.
There is no coupon. Go get your baby back ribs. Let us put it in the comments. Let us know how it goes.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. But that brings us to the next one, right?
Yep.
Next one is talking about teamwork.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is really simple. We talk about teamwork a lot, right? We talk about metrics a lot, numbers. That's why we're not digging really far into all of those. This is a time to mention, okay, finding out when everybody, who is all in.
Yep.
You have to take a close look at your definition of teamwork. What do you consider teamwork to be, right?
Yep.
So some people, believe it or not, teamwork is a free-for-all until you can't get something done, then you ask for help. That's literally how they define teamwork, right? And other people are like, you know, I'm not going to take any step at all until I get the approval of everyone on the team. Some people define teamwork that way. Here's the key. You should have a definition of teamwork for your brokerage that everyone knows that is the playing field that everyone, when it comes to recruiting, is playing.
Okay? Yep.
Who can you call? Who's supposed to follow up? What happens if they don't follow up? How do you hold each other accountable appropriately? All of those things are all part of teamwork, but you got to have a definition to begin with. Right, you got to define what teamwork means to you and your team.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, defining the team and defining the team's positions.
Right, and ambiguity has no place in it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and I don't want to get back into that, but it would almost be like, you know, you got five guys and they're everywhere from, you know, 5'8" to 7 feet tall. Just like, all right, guys, you're a team. Go figure it out.
Right.
Right. Instead of just saying you stand here, you stand there. Right. As a leader, you need to be the coach.
Right. And, it doesn't matter. If you don't define the game you're playing and you don't define the roles in the team and you don't define what's expected from the team and how to hold each other accountable. I mean, that's a recipe for disaster. The tough part is this can be overwhelming, right? We talk about a lot of stuff. We give a lot of information. And you know, I talk about this in coaching, but let me make sure that we say this here, okay? And we should say this on a regular basis. We want you to take the parts of what we talk about and apply them to your own plan. That's what we want. So this podcast is incredible, got some great information. Some of this you might already have in place, and you can mentally check this off the list. Other people, this might be priority number one. Other people, this might be priority number 11. It's up to you as the broker owner to make sure that you understand what's going on in your company from a recruiting standpoint and take what we're working on and apply it big picture to where you need it to plug in. Because, you know, some people will, you know, you can get some other information on recruiting, right, from other people. It's not as good as this, but other information from recruiting with other people.
Of course.
And what do? They make it super simple and they say, do these two things. And if you do these two things, you're going to win. Okay, well, possibly, maybe. But what if you're not good at those two things? What if your staff doesn't want to do those two things? What if you're not a board? Let me give you a prime example of this. I talked to somebody a month and a half ago, something like that, and said, you know, they reached out to us. Hey, I'd really like to talk to you a little bit about what you do and how you do it and how it helps. And I was like, okay, yeah, great, let's talk. So we had a very good conversation. He said, here's what's going on with me and my partner. I need you to call back. And when you call back, this is what we're going to do. We're going to walk through these things, right? So I called back, spoke to him again. He's like, yeah, we need to get certain things started and everything. Will you call me next Tuesday? And so I called next Tuesday and I talked to his staff because he wasn't available to answer the phone. And his staff was as rude as they could be.
Oh, wow.
It was embarrassingly rude. And I would be guessing
name and company.
I would be guessing if I said, this is completely a guess, 100% a guess.
Yeah.
Okay? I'd be guessing to put this out there, but I think that someone was helping that was not really because they sound excited until I said I was trying to get in touch with a broker and I was talking to them about recruiting. And literally at that point, their whole attitude and everything changed. When they thought I was a buyer getting ready to buy or a seller getting ready to sell, they were excited. But as soon as they found out that wasn't the case, it was all they could do. I'm very surprised that they didn't just hang up the phone on me. As the team leader in your brokerage, you need to know that that's happening. You need to be responsible for that happening, because you better believe if that happened to me, that's happened to other people with that same person.
Absolutely.
And the team believes that that's okay. That is all an issue. That is not a culture of growth, period. It's just not. Okay.
Yep.
So when it comes to teamwork, everybody's got to be on the same page with what they're trying to accomplish. And how do you rectify that? You talk to your team and say, hey, guys, listen, here's why we're growing. You know, we're growing because of these reasons. This is how it's going to help and impact you. I need you to be part of that growth. And then you take a roll call on where everybody's at with that, which we'll talk about in just a second. But before we do that, you know, if people want more information, what do they do, Ben?
Yep. Matt's going to give you that action step. So, guys, wherever you listen to this, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Deezer, any of those platforms, make sure you hit that follow button. If you happen to be watching this on YouTube, hit that subscribe button, that red button, and that bell right beside of it. You get notified every time we drop a new episode. The best place to listen to the podcast and get to know a little bit more about us is at prospectboomerang.com and click on podcast. As soon as you go there, you're going to be asked to join our VIP list, where we send you monthly recruiting tips, tricks, and hacks straight to your inbox. We would love for you to sign up for that, because we just like communicating with every one of our listeners. And that's what you need to do. But I'm usually saying, Matt, tell us one reason. I'm going to do that in a second. Give us that action item first.
Yeah, absolutely. So here's what I would do. If I'm not sure who's all in, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would take a look at my roster. I'd take a look at my entire roster. Okay. Some people, that's a bigger task than other people, but I'd take a look at my entire roster, staff included, and I'd rate everyone in a scale from 1 to 3. Three means that they're all in and they would move the world for you. 2 means that they'll move the world for you, but you have to keep motivating them to kind of say, hey, do you mind moving the world for me? And then they would be like, oh yeah, I'll move the world for you. I don't mind helping out. Just, you know, let me know how I can help. And 1 means that no matter what, they would never move the world for you. They're never going to get out there. They're never going to talk good about you. They're never going to talk good about the company. And how you're connected with other agents, and they don't care about your growth and all that kind of stuff. So a 3, a 2, or a 1. And then I would call all of my 3s and 2s. Here's where I would start. I'd call all my 3s and 2s and say, thank you for being part of the team. And I'd take care of all of that today. Whatever day you're listening to this podcast, today is the day to reach out to your peeps and let them know you're grateful for them, especially your 3s and 2s when it comes to where they move the world for you.
Yeah, that's such a good point. That gratitude, you know, goes such a long way as far as in life.
Right.
Just in life. I started to say in business, in life. Well, Matt, you know that all of our listeners are 3s.
Right.
They would move the world, you know, to grow their business and do what needs to be done. And we're 3s for them as well.
Correct.
But only for one reason. And why is that, Matt?
It's because we want to be part of their win, Ben.